You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Illinois State University Friends of the Arts presents Gala at the Gallery, Saturday, May 14th at 6 p.m. That'll be at the ISU Galleries in Normal. The Friends' new president, Stephanie Adamaitis, says the event is a special fundraiser for College of Fine Arts scholarships and grants. Outgoing President Bobby Hines says the event offers more than just art. There's experiences available to bid on. Hines says last year's experiences went down big.
Some of the experiences were really fun. President Dietz, actually, his wife won for him a coveted walk-on role in the Illinois Shakespeare production.
That is so cool.
It was very fun to see him. He even went so far as to wear his presidential graduation regalia.
Oh, his regalia.
Yes.
Oh.
And it fit in really well, actually. So that was really fun. And Paul Denhart donated some sword lessons.
So you can learn a little fencing
from
the fencing master. So Stephanie, what's interesting this year that people could bid on that would be a fun experience?
One of the ones I'm most excited about is there's an opportunity to bid on your name being spelled down by the ISU marching band.
You mean during a football game?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you get a photo at the end, so then you can hang it in your house and have the experience forever.
Oh, we have a really cool thing called Death by Chocolate.
That'll put smiles on a lot of faces.
I think so. The Death by Chocolate is members of the Friends of the Arts Board donate a chocolate dessert for a given month. This year it will be 6 months worth of chocolate.
Oh boy.
And you can bid on that, and then they'll deliver it to you, and you'll have a wonderful homemade chocolate treat.
We also do art auctions, both live and silent, so it's a really big variety of items.
What are some of the artists who have their work up for auction? Because there's some very sought-after artists in this area.
There's over 30 artists that are having their work donated for auction, which is fantastic to give back to the students. Harold Greger has a piece. Doug Johnson of the McLean County Arts Center.
Will artists actually be attending this as well? I mean, the people who are buying tickets for the gala, will they be able to sort of rub elbows with some of the artists?
Absolutely. We're having an artist preview at 5 o'clock, and then a lot of them will end up staying and mingling.
And then another individual who I dearly love, I collect some of his work, Lou Sella. Lou is a marvelous artist, and he is from the Chicagoland area. Now, Lou graduated from here, and this year he's contributing a large piece. And if you are, if any of your listeners are collectors of Lou Sella's work, this is the place to be, because Lou always gives us an original that he makes usually only two or three copies of.
You are going to have auctions. A silent auction, you know, people know, they go up, they just write down the amount on a piece of paper. And if you're shy, a silent auction is for you.
Absolutely.
But a regular auction, if somebody's never been to a regular auction before, do you have any tips on how to be successful?
Well, we'll have a lot of the items out for preview, so people will tend to scope out which ones they're really hoping to bid up. And then we'll have spotters in the crowd and a really lively auctioneer. I believe it's going to be one of our board members. You know, scope out your favorite pieces and bid up, because it's for a good cause.
If you're just getting interested in art and maybe you want to start collecting art, is this a good event to attend, not only to help the students, but to basically kind of get your feet wet in the art world?
Absolutely. So for the auction, for the art items, it's a variety of price points. So, you know, you can start low, you can go high with the live auction with some of those bigger names. It's a really great opportunity to start. And this event is held at university galleries. So it's a really good opportunity to get into that space where you can start to see other art opportunities if you want to start collecting. It is so important that we support our students here at ISU in our community. With state budget talks, it's just there's more and more need every day for students. And so I feel like the arts are the first thing to kind of get overlooked. You know, they look to other programs, and that's a shame, because it provides critical skills for students. So this is a great opportunity to help students that wouldn't be able to do projects, maybe not even attend this program otherwise. So.
And you'd be part of a grand tradition of being basically an art patron, because there have been patrons of the arts for centuries, because the arts need people to step up. Being able to help a student, you're a part of a great tradition.
Absolutely. And I'm an alum from Illinois State University. I received my Bachelor of Fine Arts from there. I was a scholarship recipient. I was able to do projects that I wouldn't have been able to do. Then I taught at ISU, and now this upcoming fiscal year, I'll be board president. So watching me even go through full circle just shows that your money can make a difference for a student.
That's Stephanie Adamaitis and Bobby Hines from the Illinois State University Friends of the Art. Their gala at the gallery is Saturday, May 14th at 6 p.m. at the ISU Galleries in Uptown Normal. The Friends hope to raise over $25,000 for scholarships. I'm Laura Kennedy.